A Prayer to Be Unshakable, written by Kelly Ballery, read by Alyssa Forsberg. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Colossians 3:17. Make no mistake, my fellow seekers, we are all after something. Many of us just don't acknowledge it, because we are afraid to look at what our heart really wants. We are embarrassed. We don't really want God after all. No shame here, friends. I get off track all the time. I blow it. Getting off track is not the major problem, but remaining in denial of the problem always is. Where are you in denial? Confront these questions. This means really consider them. What is your heart's goal on the daily basis? Is it about pleasing God or pleasing man? Seeking self or glorifying God? Self-protection or God-dedication? Go where he wants to go, knowing that it is the only and the best place to go. A person dedicated to the Lord is like a ship anchored to the core of the earth. He is unwavering, unbreakable, and unshakable. Let us pray. God, help us. Where we are weak, make us strong. Where we are wavering, help us lay our anchor down. May we find strength through knowing you hold us. We no longer need to be held down by the world's claws. May we believe you are so believable, we see your hand in our everything. May we so fall into your arms of grace, so we never feel the pangs of condemnation rip us apart. That is not you. And truly, we want nothing that is not associated with you. It will only leave us empty. God, you are one that leaves us full, not once, but all the time. God, give us you. Increase our faith. Make us into fighters who don't back down. May we know strongly you are what we need to run after. You are the answer to everything. You are the only way. Tie down our hearts into you. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.